Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with you in all the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do welcome you to our delicious series that is all about intentional eating. And this is where we begin. Today we want to begin this very wonderful and very delicious series by speaking a little bit about why it is that you eat what you eat. So if we go back to the very beginning, when first you came here to this very delicious physical manifestation of a world that you yourself brought into being, the very first thing that you were eating was what was offered to you. And you made it known, whether you liked it or could tolerated or wanted it or wanted more of it, and it was very clean, very clear, very obvious. This is what I want, this is what I don't want, this is what I will have, this is what I won't have. And as you got older, perhaps, people around you, very well-meaning, were telling you, no, you really need to eat this, and you need to eat this first, and then you need to eat this last, and then you need to make sure that you do this, and then you need to make sure that you do that. And as you got older and older, all that began to happen was that you took on more data and more information about what to eat and why to eat it and what it meant and what it was for. And as you got older and older, you began to form your own opinions about what was healthy for you and what wasn't healthy for you. And so when you were this age, you ate these things because it did this for you. And then you were this age and you ate those things because it did that for you. And you may have tossed it all up and said, I'm just not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to follow any of these rules. Or you may have gotten very strict, or you may have gone somewhere in between. It doesn't really matter why you eat what you eat. And that's where we want to begin today. Why you do what you're doing is actually not nearly as important as what you are doing when you are doing it. So, for example, if it is that you eat a big, huge, leafy green salad and you're saying to yourself, I'm eating this because it's good for me, but at the same time, when you are eating it, you are thinking that you're not very happy with this and you're not very happy with that and you really wish this would change and you really wish that would change, then as you're eating, sort of the vibrational mix that occurs is with each bite that you take, it's got a little bit of whatever it is that you're thinking at the time. Now, we don't want to make a big, huge deal about this, but we do want to remind you that you'll notice that you feel a lot better after meals that you really, truly, deeply enjoyed. And you don't feel so hot, or you're just not that interested in what happens next after you eat a meal that is just you ate to eat, or you ate on the run, or you ate to just make sure that you got something in your stomach for the next few hours. But the thing we really want to bring home to you about this idea of why you eat what you eat is that whether you think something is fattening or whether you think something is slimming, generally speaking, is not nearly as important as what you think about what you're eating when you are eating it. So, for example, someone will say, well, I baked this big, huge chocolate cake. And generally speaking, you would say, well, I really should have only a very, very, very thin slice because it's too rich, there's too much sugar, there's too much fat, it's too fattening, I really shouldn't, I really shouldn't, I really shouldn't. So that's your general approach, and that's the way you think about any sugary sweet or any cake or any sort of pie or any sort of dessert whatsoever, just generally speaking. But let's say that your friend came to you and said, I baked this for you for your birthday, and I want to celebrate you and your birthday, and I want to offer you this slice of cake. And so as you're eating it, you're thinking about all of the intention that went into baking the cake, and why it is here, and what your friend is offering you, and what your friend means to you, and what it is that you enjoy about the giving and the receiving of your relationship. And you're celebrating the moment, the day. Well, then, it becomes a very different thing, because instead of consuming thoughts about this is fattening, it's too much fat, it's too much sugar, it's too much this, it's too much that, it's too much bad for me. Instead, what you're thinking is, as you're eating, how much you appreciate the moment, the day, the friend, the cake, the thought behind the gift, on and on and on and on. And there's a huge difference vibrationally in what happens in those next moments. This is really no different than if you went to a party, for example, as we mentioned in our introduction. And before you walked into the party, you said, I'm going to have a marvelous time and an amazing time. And when I leave this room, when I come back out this door, I'm going to be feeling exalted and delicious and ready to move on to the next thing, very, very satisfied and very happy. And so what happens then is the ways in which you mix and mingle with the people in the room set things up so that you do feel that way when you leave. Likewise, if you walk into a party and you're feeling a little bit grumpy or a little bit tired and you haven't quite decided what you actually want, and you sort of just get pulled into the maelstrom of whatever is happening energetically in the room, and you're not paying that much attention to it, you'll just kind of go wherever it is that you're led, and that might not be where you want to actually go. And so it might be that when you then leave the room and you walk out that door, you're thinking, oh, I'm so glad to get out of there, not from the place of delicious relief, but from the place of sweat off your brow relief, like, I'm finally escaping this terrible place that I was in, and I really wish I hadn't done that, and it's so nice to be out here in the fresh air, away from everybody else, oh, which then sets up other things that are then coming that you're then creating from that place. So any time you do anything with intention, particularly with the intention to feel better, no matter what, you're setting up the next moment and the next moment and the next moment to be easier and easier and easier to feel better and better and better in. And not only that, but you're setting up each moment as it arises to be easier to want to feel better. And not only that, but you're also setting up your experiences to progressively be better and better and better and better. So we do want to remind you that why you eat what you eat is very interesting, but it is not really the most important thing. You don't really need to change your relationship to food in order to start having some very near instantaneous changes with what is happening when you are eating. It's helpful to think about how much you enjoy, for example, a nice salad, and you're thinking, I really enjoy the crunchiness of it. I enjoy the melange of flavors and textures. I really enjoy the ways in which I dress up the salad by adding perhaps some nuts and a little bit of oil or a nice dressing or whatever it is that you do with your salads when you do eat them. That's very nice when you think about how you really enjoy a nice, wonderful, juicy steak, or how much you really enjoy a wonderful piece of pie, or how much you really enjoy a very delicious dish with all sorts of wonderful spices that are aromatic and exotic, that have wonderful vegetables all chopped up very finely, and they're served over a nice bed of noodles. Whatever it is that you enjoy, it's always a very good thing, like anything, when you think about how much you enjoy your relationship with your friend, or how much you enjoy taking a walk along the beach, or how much you enjoy reading the book that you're reading, or sitting still, or moving about, or climbing a mountain, or going downhill, or doing this or doing that. It's always a good idea to cultivate thoughts that feel better from where you're sitting about anything that you feel better thinking about. But it's actually much more immediate to take the decision that in the next meal that you eat, that as you're choosing what you're going to eat, that you choose with intention. That before you open a menu or open a pantry or open a refrigerator, before you go to the store, before you decide what you're going to eat, that like you would do before walking through the door into the party, that you decide, I am going to feel really, really, really good as I'm preparing, ordering, cooking, serving, eating, and finishing up this meal. And just like at the party, if at any time it moves out of alignment and it no longer feels better, you can stop what you're doing and do something else. You can put everything on pause, and like we've suggested in other instances, if you're at a party, you can always go to the bathroom and realign yourself with what you actually are wanting if things are falling in a place that feels worse and worse. You can certainly do the same thing when you're eating. You can put your fork down, take a deep breath, and think, okay, what I really want here is I really want to feel better and better about the food that I'm eating. For whatever reason, for whatever purpose, I just want to feel better. And so then you imagine, I'm feeling better, and you can feel what it feels like to feel better. And you can imagine that when you stand up from the table or when you push your plate away from you, that you feel very satisfied, very fulfilled, and that your body feels better than it did before you began to eat. One of the things that we think you will begin to notice as you practice intentional eating is how often you have been forcing your body to accept something that intellectually you thought would be a good idea. Whether it was comfort food, whether it was something that was a different flavor or a different spice or a different texture, or whether it is something that is food that is specifically designed to make you thinner, slimmer, trimmer, it doesn't really matter. If you're thinking, I really need to eat that cake because that person baked it for me, you're not actually doing anyone a favor by continuing to do something you don't like to do. It's a little bit of a revelation for many of you for us to say that you can finish a meal and feel very, very good, and in fact, better than you felt before you started. But if you pay attention to all that we are ever saying about the nature of vibration, you're always expanding and evolving. And any meal that you eat, from where we sit, can be a journey of expansion and evolution just as much as taking a few moments to meditate or intentionally engaging in a conversation with a friend, or paying attention to what you're doing as you're walking through the woods. The whole idea of the forward movement of your experience, whether it's eating or walking or talking or sitting still, is that you begin here and you expand into something better. This isn't a journey of accomplishment. It's just that you literally will be going through an expansion through the meal you eat, or the walk you take, or the talk you have, or the meditation that you focus in on. So you might as well get on board with that expansion by imagining what that expansion will look like to you once you are done. Why you eat what you eat, because you think it's fattening, or because you think it's slimming, because you think it's too high calorie, or because you think it's very low calorie, because you think it has too much fat, or because you think it has too little fat, or just enough fat, or just enough calories, or just enough flavor. It doesn't really matter why you eat what you eat. What matters more is what you are feeling as you are eating it. So we would never suggest that you slavishly, for example, finish your plate because that's the nice thing to do. We would never suggest that you order more seconds or thirds because that's the right thing to do to please the person who's serving you the food. We would also never suggest that you eat anything, no matter how expensive or how cheap it is, just to eat it, just to get it done, just to get it off your plate. We would suggest that with each bite, each morsel, each mouthful, that you pay attention to what is happening, how it tastes, what it tastes like in your mouth, what the textures are, what the flavors are, what the aromas are, and then notice whether you want another bite or another spoonful or not. And then, if you do, take another, and if you don't, then walk away. Now, culturally, this is fraught with all sorts of complications, and we understand that. Part of this idea of intentional eating is to change the emphasis from the idea of what needs to be accomplished, whether it's eating for slimming, or whether it's eating for socializing, or whether it's eating just to have some food because it's that time of the day, and begin to use food to treat a meal, to treat a bite like you would a relationship. You're involved with this person, you're involved with this food because it feels better to do so, and only because it feels better to do so. So, once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all the ways that we have done so here today. And as always, we very much look forward to the next time that we are able to do so again. And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.